There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast on a huge, huge day in America. One that we've been waiting for so long. The country just couldn't make up their mind. Was Claire going to leave with Dale or without? We finally have our answer. The long national nightmare is over.
Finally.
My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
I might be a little loopy. We are recording this on Friday afternoon, the day after The Bachelorette. And I was awake all day yesterday. And I'm not going to get sympathy from you because you have twins. But up
that's
all
right.
Yesterday,
next try.
Watching the election returns, and I'm thinking maybe I'll go to bed. And then the Steve Kornacki, who does the maps for MSNBC, decides I'm not going to bed. So I'm like, well, if he's not going to bed, maybe they're going to call the race. So I have not been to sleep.
Psych.
So yes, and while we're recording this, they also haven't announced officially the race. So. This could be fun.
Yes.
But we did get an answer to a very important question, though, and that is Claire is officially moving on from The Bachelorette.
Thankfully. So all of Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, and I think I want to start with a question that I don't know has a right answer. With this episode, were they trying to soften Claire for us, or were they just turning up the volume on her being awful? I couldn't make up my mind. I still can't make up my mind.
I think it was about half and half. I think like they would go for it and then they'd kind of feel a little bit bad.
Right?
Like, we can't make her look this bad.
Like, seriously, because it did seem like he
go through all this quarantine for us.
You know, it was set up perfectly where it's like, oh my God, they're making her look pretty terrible. And then all of a sudden, Chris would try to say, well, you were here for love, and we found that for you, so it's a success, so everything's all right, A-okay.
I think, like, because you know how, I mean, jumping ahead, but when we got to if she was going to get proposed to or not, like, that whole setting, and then he came out, and so to make everyone think, like, oh my God, Dale's not going to show up. He went home and like tried to get everyone. I mean, the true Bachelor Nation people know that that's not what was going to happen. But I think he felt like, or producers felt like they needed that conversation of Chris saying, you know what, we're actually proud of you. You know, you came here for love. You found it. You knew what you wanted. You know, even though this has never happened, like, we're proud of you. And I think they felt like that was needed because they were like, oh, did we go too hard on her? Did we actually make her look terrible?
Well, it was pretty clear that she wanted to just quit and leave or do whatever with Dale. But it wasn't clear that she was actually going to ask to do that. It made it seem like she was almost like, well, that's all I think about. But I mean, we've got some great guys. She kept going back to like, they're all so great. But she kept making it seem like, well, but maybe I'm going to keep doing this. So, because I have to. And Chris let her off the hook there.
Yeah, I think she felt like, okay, maybe I should, you know, she kept saying, respect the process, all that. I think we should probably do that. And then Chris Harrison came in and was like literally laid it flat out and was like, we can't keep doing this. So you need to make a decision. Like, if for you, is it over? Like, if it's over, then we got to move on. Like, yeah. We can't do this anymore. And he just said it flat out.
And that's the thing is it very quickly went from like, maybe we're having a discussion to like, no, I'm telling you, like,
yeah.
this is not, you're clearly not going to come out and say yourself that I'm not going to continue. Cause it seemed, like I said, it seemed like she almost was just going to keep going with, okay, I guess I'll go write up some date cards.
Which would be terrible.
Oh my God.
For Bachelor Nation.
Yeah. If you thought the first three episodes were awful, I can't even fathom.
Yeah.
What another three would have been like. And so then he's like, yeah, the guys aren't happy. This is ending now. And it just kept going back and forth for me because I wasn't sure, like, are we supposed to like her more now? Because I'm not sure that I do, but I also don't know that I dislike her more.
I think everyone started to like her more because this was like, this is the last episode we're seeing her, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen,
we're going to see her like they're going to do like a little, you know, tell all with the two of them. But it was like the final night and everyone's like, oh, my God, thank God that this is ending. So, all right. She actually wasn't that bad. Like,
yeah, I still think she was very bad as a bachelorette. I don't think saved.
Terrible.
And I don't care what they talk about next week. You know, she can deny again that they talk to each other, whatever. This was bad. And I'm glad they were able to bail out after only four episodes. Although, did this need to be 2 hours? I mean, couldn't we have done an hour of Claire leaving and an hour of Tayshia arriving?
Yeah. I mean, we got 2 minutes of Tayshia, really. But this just goes back to why you're not supposed to see, you're not supposed to look up contestants before you go on the show.
Like, well, usually you don't have usually you really don't have the opportunity. I understand she was in a bad spot here because, well, I've got 3 months to
kill. I know,
and
it wasn't like her choice. It wasn't like she secretly found out the guys and started, you know, looking them up. But this is the prime example why you can't, why no one should ever have that lead on. And yeah, this was not her fault. Like, I would totally look up all the guys if I was in this position. But this is why it's part of the show, why it's supposed to be a surprise for who's coming on.
Yeah. And you know, she swore up and down that they didn't speak beforehand. And I just thought it was interesting that Dale, unsolicited, when they were one-on-one, just out of nowhere, Bob, and we never even talked to each other before all this. I'm like,
yeah, and maybe it's just me. I don't see how you can find your husband by looking at Instagram posts.
Yeah, and she didn't just look. I mean, this was a full-on stalk because the fact that she was like going over like, well, on Mother's Day, and I really liked that he, you know, had the same this and that. And like,
yeah, that was a bit much.
Yeah, this was more than like just a normal deep dive. Right. And I will say both Nick and Rachel both talked to Claire, and Claire told them as well that she didn't speak to him beforehand. Again, I guess if you're so deep in a lie, why would you then all of a sudden be like, oh, let me tell a couple people that, you know, we'll talk to anyone that'll listen.
And, I think she told Jimmy Kimmel too. I think that was part of the whole thing.
Yeah, that was an awkward interview. Anyways, now it looks even worse because the whole time she was denying that this is what, and I understand she can't exactly say like, yep, you got it right. Listen, well, don't watch the episodes, but
yeah,
to get so defensive about it when that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, like you actually lied.
Yeah, like every single step along the way, she just seems to have stepped in it because plenty of bachelor and bachelorettes have been caught in like, okay, well, you guessed it, but you know, you don't have to give it away or overfight either way. Like you just,
yeah,
that's why you got to watch the season. We'll see, you know,
yeah. But you also don't have to straight up lie about it either.
Right. And get so defensive and awkward about it. Like,
yeah.
Like, huh?
Yeah. If someone guesses it or like is just a rumor about it, just be like, oh, well, you'll have to watch and see how it unfolds. Like that's all you have to say. You don't have to like defend it, especially when it's true and you're saying it's not.
Yeah, and you know, these guys, they started to get so upset before they were sort of let off the hook, and then it was sort of much like the producers trying to point us in a direction of, well, do we dislike Claire more or less? It's, are the guys going to get really upset and like start, yeah, you know, airing all their grievances, or is it going to be good for you? And it looked really at the beginning like it was all going to be like, you know, this is an embarrassment and how dare you, you need to apologize to us. And then real quick, like, I just want to say that I'm glad that you're doing what you need to do. Can we turn this around quickly,
please? I'm so glad you're so bold and you're making the right decision. You're following your heart. But yeah, at first it was like, you wasted our time. Like, or before, even before she got there, they were like, I'm going to tell it to her. Like, I'm going to stick it to her. And I'm going to say, you're wasting our time, blah, 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 all this stuff. And then they're like, I'm so happy for you.
Except Blake, who I think might have had a stroke because.
Yeah.
You would have thought.
And Jason, but not an angry way.
Yeah. I mean, and at least Jason.
He was more of like a disappointed, like actually sad. Which
at least they actually spent some time together.
Yeah. They did have like a really intimate date, like on a personal level and talking about all that stuff. And, you know, for him to say, I never talk about this, and to have it all come out on national TV and then be like, oh yeah, by the way, you don't even have a chance, buddy.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, Blake interrupted a date and then somehow got a rose and like that was the extent of his relationship. And now all of a sudden he's like, I just don't know. And
well, he was the one who talked to her beforehand.
Right. Oh, that's a good point.
He reached out. So,
the one.
Yeah. The one person she talked to beforehand.
And, you know, he got so upset, almost like this was the final three after Fantasy Suites, and he was the one that was sent, one of the guys that was sent home. He was just, oh my God, I don't know that I can deal with this. And well, you know, spoiler alert, he can. And, yeah. Well, we think, I mean, they tease that maybe he's having some issues about it, but, I don't know that anybody sees Tayshia walk in and being like,
yeah, I don't think, yeah. I really don't see any of them saying, no, you know, I'm not attracted to her, so I'm just gonna head out. I probably shouldn't have stayed, but I was curious.
And the roller coaster of, you know, Chris coming in telling them that, you know, she's with Dale now, and you know, we're sorry that you'd go through this, and you did, you know, we feel you were cheated, and their faces all dropped, and I don't think it was because she was with Dale, because I think we all saw that coming. It was because they saw their Instagram potential just cratering. Like, I'm only going to get 4 episodes out of this.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it was
man.
Funny, like, when he made that announcement, like, and then he said, you know, you have to, you know, make a decision by tonight if you're going to stay or go. And then right off the bat, I thought it was funny that Bennett was just like, yeah, I'm staying. Like, he like didn't even, he's like, I didn't even have like really a connection with her to begin with, but I'm just gonna stay here and just see what happens. Like, he was totally like, I don't have anything to go back to. So I'm
and honestly,
here.
That's what all of them should have been like, because nobody real other than Jason, nobody really spent any actual time with them when she wasn't just talking about Dale the whole time.
Yeah.
Or thinking about Dale and telling
like,
the producers that.
And, like, why not stay? Like, what are you, besides, like, time with whoever you left at home, like, family, but, I mean, quarantining, but, like, what do you have left to lose? If you thought you were staying the full time with Claire anyway, then you should be expected.
Cleared your schedule.
Yeah, like, you have nothing going on for the next month or whatever if you thought you were really going to make it to the end. So why not stay? See what happens.
Yeah, and
that would be my mentality.
you know, even though I was, you know, watching it this morning and, you know, just about as loopy as I am now, but hearing, like, I don't know, maybe I won't be attracted to her. I'm just like, oh, buddy, that's going to be a clip to play for a while.
I don't know.
I mean, not that they've ever had an unattractive lead. So, I mean, A number one, come on.
But right. It has to be, it's going to be someone, you know, that's going to be perfect for this role. I mean, it's never happened before, as we know, as they've been saying. But yeah, I mean, you're going to be just fine with whoever comes in.
It's okay.
Especially that you literally did not have a chance with Claire. So,
yeah. But before we totally sign off on the Claire era, although I guess we'll have to talk about it next week because of the, you know, Claire tells all, mm-hmm. I found it interesting that it was just, I mean, they sort of had a date, but it was like, it was really just the second half of a fantasy suite date.
I mean, it was literally like, I think 12 days or something that they've known each other. And that date, I mean, obviously it could have been edited or whatever, but
sure.
They didn't even like, all they talked about was like, are you going to be in this? Like, is this a go? Like, are you okay with, you know, leaving all the other guys? Are you okay with leaving the house? Like, this is real. Like, I'm falling in love with you. Oh, I love you too. And then cut to basically a fantasy suite. So, but I mean, they talked about their parents a little bit, which was so weird that they were like so similar.
Maybe they worked out that story beforehand. They're like, okay, listen.
They must have, because I mean, as soon as like, if Claire had mentioned hitchhiking and your eyes weren't like, wait, what? That was my story. Like, how could you not be so, that's not a common thing. Like, I feel like, I mean, maybe it is. I don't know.
I can't wait for like Bachelor Deep Web who, you know, popped up with like the prom pictures right away to come out with a story about like, yeah, that hitchhiking story she stole from a Reddit forum and it was never actually happening. And then Dale just copied that when they talked about it beforehand so they would have a good story.
Yeah, I just can't believe he wasn't like, I mean, he has no emotion whatsoever. Like, he had no emotion this whole episode, even during the proposal. But I can't believe he wasn't like, wait, hitchhiking was like in your parents' story too? Like, that's the main part of my parents' story. Like, that's so crazy. Like, he was just like, he never even said anything. And then he's like, all right, well, my father hitchhiked. And then she was like, wait, what?
By all accounts, that should be a pretty like shocking revelation.
Yeah. And just like didn't show any emotion, just like the whole.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, my dad met my mom and then 3 weeks later hitchhiked to go see her. That's a hitchhiking story too? Like, oh my God.
But I think this whole time she had in her mind that, because when she talked about her parents, they met once and were engaged and then married for forever until her dad passed. I think in her mind, she was just like, it's totally possible to just meet someone once and know, and then be with them for the rest of your life. So I think in her mind, she was like, it's possible. This is what I'm feeling with Dale. He must be the one. I think she went off of that a lot throughout this whole season, if you can call it a season.
Four episodes.
I think she was like, it's possible. It's what my parents had. It's what I want. They met once, they got engaged. It can happen for me too. And this is what it is, what's happening.
You know, and Benoit continues to get the shaft on this season, because not only was he not mentioned in the beginning and they claimed, you know, oh, we didn't have enough time. Oh, they had those 15 seconds are really tough, but didn't
you
mention
had plenty of time. You could have cut out a lot of things.
Right. Didn't mention at all that anything that happened on Winter Games. But then when she was talking, going through all this, like, something I've never felt before, something I've never done before, this is the first time for me. And like, is Benoit, maybe, are we not going to talk? Like, did that just not happen?
I know. And especially because they're like such good friends. And they still talk apparently, like through like sources say or whatever. But how, like, that was an actual engagement. Like, it's not like you were, I understand, oh, maybe they just dated and it was fine. You got engaged on national television beforehand for the first time. This is the second time it's happening. And you're just not saying, like, you left on good terms and you're still not mentioning it. Like, why?
Especially with her history on the show is her storyline. So mm-hmm. I just don't understand why this need to just skip over completely the one time that, you know, she was on the show four times. It's the one time that she got engaged. And like, yeah, we're just not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
We let that go. We'll talk about her being 39 50 times. Not going to talk about her being engaged.
That all of Bachelor Nation knew.
Right. Like, we watched.
It was part of Bachelor Nation. We all watched Winter Games. Well, most of us.
I liked Winter Games.
Yeah, I did too. But, you know, we all knew about it. It's not like, oh, before she was in the franchise, she was engaged to this random guy. Like, we all watched it happen and we watched the story. We watched she was with someone, ditched that guy to go for Benoit, got engaged on national TV. It was a whole thing. And you're still not going to, you know, give any props to him at all.
Yeah, it just, the whole thing just boggles. I mean, this whole situation with her obviously boggles my mind. Because she's going on and on about how, you know, I can't wait to take the next step with him. And I'm thinking, oh, you mean like a second date?
Yeah.
And no, oh, we're talking about a proposal. Cool.
Yeah. Like, honestly, my thought was like, poor Dale. Like, because he was not reciprocating any. Like, can you not read that vibe if you were Claire? Like, I would be more she was terrified because producers were like, oh, what if, like, he's not going to he's going to reject your feelings. Like, what if he's not on that level? Then your season's still over. Like, you're not going to go back to the guys and be like, hey guys, actually,
never mind.
Like, he, to me, that vibe was just like, he was just like, wait, Chris was like, you know, it's going to have to be a proposal. And he was like,
yeah, the like reaction, the reaction he gave to Chris was in a lot of ways worse than most of the reactions of the guys when they were told that, oh yeah, they're engaged and this is over.
Yeah. Like,
those should not be similar and or his worse of a reaction. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, how is she going to watch that back and think like, oh, this is great?
Yeah. I mean, that was probably the most reaction we got from him. And it was just a wide eye. Like, it was just like, oh, okay. Yeah.
The most emotion we get from Dale, the whole, you know, the whole, again, whole season, the whole time we've known him. And yeah, it's just a blank stare. I'm like, oh,
yeah, and like, crap. I mean, maybe that's just, I mean, some people just don't show emotion. Like, that's just how they are. But like, like, this is a major thing. Like, I don't think he realized.
No. He had, I think, you know, especially after the fact that, you know, you go, you know, basically don't pass go, whatever, like, go directly to the fantasy suite. Cool. Mm-hmm. But he was okay with that. And I think they probably talked about, like, hey, like, this is going to be over and we can leave together. I don't think anywhere in his mind he's thinking, oh, so we really did go to the end of the series as if I'm engaged, like we're getting engaged. I think he's just like, we'll leave. Yeah. And it'll be cool.
Yeah. I definitely think that too, because he kept saying, you know, moving forward or like our next step or whatever. Like, I think he was just like, oh, we're going to go, like you said, we're going to go on some more dates while we're here or whatever. Oh, yeah, you skipped right to the end.
Yeah, I just want to get to know you some more.
Yeah. And you're engaged now. So I'm like, and I think I sent you a meme, but like, I don't think he was expecting any of this. Like, he was here for, you know, here for the ride, here for the build up your following, like become famous out of this franchise. You're famous, all right. like you made it. And after, you know, the 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, listen.
Crazy.
this whole series, franchises, this world that we live in, of course, it's all crazy. This is this is crazy relative to normal Bachelor crazy.
Yeah.
And every time we get to this point, usually it's, you know, five more weeks down the road or whatever. I'll say this, you know, 99% of the time, I wish them well. I hope it works out. More or less. I mean, I don't have any negative feelings towards Claire. She seems like she's fine. I just don't think she was good in this role.
Yeah.
And he seems like a nice enough guy. He's just really bored.
She could have been like,
yeah. Oh,
I was
absolutely
excited. I liked Claire and you know, I watched her from the unfortunate Juan Pablo season and then, you know, Paradise, Winter Games, like all of this. Like I was excited for her to finally like get her shot or whatever. But I think, like she said, like it was 2020 was against her, and it was like, it was just the quarantining, the shooting, getting canceled, confined to this one resort. You can't travel. You can't do anything. You get to look up the guys. Like it was just not a normal season. It was just such an unconventional season that that kind of just got to her, I think. And it kind of just spiraled downhill from there. I mean, spiraled uphill for her, apparently, but, for the season and for the franchise, it was just, it was against her and she couldn't fight it. I don't think.
Yeah. And it just, it, so much of it, you know, he's my person and, you know, this is what I've been waiting for. Right? By deciding the first day that you meet 30 guys that, and you immediately lock onto one person. Like if anything, that doesn't seem like it's different from anything else that you've done in this franchise. I can't obviously speak about who she dated, how she dated outside of the show, but you know, like with Juan Pablo, like she was all in and like, listen, screw him for everything. And I don't, whatever, you know, power to her for how she handled herself both before and after, she, you know, yelled at him because, listen, she knew what she wanted and she went after it. She did what she wanted to do. God bless. But sort of similar because she locked in right away and she went for it. And we saw it on Winter in Bachelor in Paradise, certainly. But then Winter Games, locked in. And then, oh, never mind. Shiny thing over here, locked in. And then back to the original, engaged. And then day one, you're locked in. So I don't know that this is any different, except you did get the proposal, but I mean, again, it's not different than Winter Games, except you know this guy less than you knew Benoit.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, at least you quote unquote lived with Benoit leading up to it. Like they all shared a house. You could do whatever you wanted, really. And then you had these competitions, but you knew Benoit longer and you spent more time with him than you did here, but I don't know. I guess when you know, you know.
Right, drink. And, you know, we had to get Neil Lane in there, even in a pandemic. Obviously. Even though he's not in the bubble, you knew he was going to get some FaceTime. And for the size
contract
of that rock. Yeah, for the size of that rock, he deserves it. Mm-hmm. Always good to see Neil, and hopefully we get to see him twice this year. Who knows?
Hopefully.
You know, wish, obviously, just like everyone else, I wish the best for Tayshia. But before we get to her rollout, you know, all the guys had varying reactions to both, oh, by the way, this is over, to, oh, it's not over. And I don't totally mean to pile on Blake here, but for him to, because I did leave something out about, well, he didn't just interrupt the date and have the, you know, the DM. He read a book.
Yeah.
He felt so cut deep that, you know, he really put in the time that I read a book, and how dare she not
recognize that
this sacrifice that I made to read a book. The horror.
That's the type of stuff we're dealing with.
Bruh. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to see some new guys. I think that that's,
I think, you know, so. Definitely.
The, you know, everything's going to change. I imagine that's going to be when new guys roll in, and because you need to create more drama.
We still can't just deal with this group of guys. We need some new.
But you also can't, because it's going to be way too lovey-dovey of just like, everything's great. This is, didn't know me. I didn't know you. This is awesome. Yeah. Let's do it. Exactly. No. You got to have the new guys coming in and the old guys getting mad that new guys are coming in.
Oh, yeah.
I think
the guys that went through this whole Claire situation, like, they need new people. They're like the same. They went through this like tragic season with Claire. They're like, they got to bring in new people to just, you know, go through new scenarios with a new bachelorette. We just need some new energy for sure.
I just can't wait for the first person to, whether it's asking for an apology. Was that Kenny? Good job. Yeah. Good luck for that. But asking for one.
Kenny tried to steal this episode, like steal the show. Like, he just came out of nowhere and started talking on camera.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to paradise, people. So like, which camera am I looking into? What should I got? Davey,
what do we got? That would have been like, I think it was Jordan who said it. Who said, do you think we're going to get a new bachelorette, or is it going to turn into some type of paradise? Like, I never even thought of it that could have been like, I think it's too much. I think with the whole COVID thing, like that would be a lot of people to be together. Even though I'm sure they're tested and screened all the time.
I mean, they're in a bubble.
Yeah. But I never even thought of that being an option. I was like, that actually could have been the perfect way to sneak in. Like, you got a bachelorette this year and you still could have gotten paradise in there. But I didn't even think of that until Jordan said it, because we just knew that we were going to get a new bachelorette. We knew we were going to get Tasia. That didn't even cross our minds, at least mine.
No, I he said that, and you know, cause my mind goes to, okay, yeah, one bachelorette, two bachelorettes. I'm like, okay, yeah, they had done multiple bachelorettes before at once. Yeah. This is the first time it's like this, but so I'm like, oh, maybe that. And then like something like Paris, like, what a great idea that would have been.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know,
you
probably
still would have gotten every show in 2020. We would have gotten Bachelor, Bachelorette and Paradise. I mean, it would have been half of Bachelorette, but it was still a season.
Absolutely.
They just send in some more guys and some girls, and it could have been Paradise.
Yeah. And, you know, I think if they probably would have picked someone worse, or someone I wasn't excited about, although, you know, low bar, so probably anybody would have been worth getting excited about. But I think as soon as he said that, it probably would have been more of like, why didn't you do this?
Yeah.
This is the greatest thing ever. Because I think Tayshia, like I've said, I think Tayshia will be great. I think she's perfect for this. But, oh, my God, a surprise paradise would have been – that would have broken the internet. Even on a night of election returns. I mean, I think –
would have blown up the blow up of the Bachelorette.
Totally. Oh, my God, yeah. That's perfectly put. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, last night was the least amount of bachelorette tweets I've ever seen from a show night, because again, with all the election stuff going on,
people don't know their priorities.
Oh, seriously. A new president or a new bachelorette? You tell me which is more important to our sanity right now.
Come on.
I mean, please, Tayshia 2020. I'm here for it. It would have been a surprise paradise. All of a sudden, like, they walk outside and it's like, pool party. And you got people
pool parties for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, you got people in costumes and all of a sudden Wells is making drinks. Mm-hmm. So that would have totally just blown up the internet. Like, whoa, we can wait on Pennsylvania. There's a surprise bachelor paradise season.
Surprise paradise. Like, what? Why is everyone not watching this?
You know, and was it which of the creators was saying, you're like, oh, I have a big announcement on Tuesday, which obviously was just like talking about the, you know,
Just annoying.
Right, I mean, but how amazing would that have been if it was an actual, like, but for Thursday,
well, I'm saying, big announcement. I thought it was going to be like, Tayshia is your new bachelorette. Like, cause they never really announced it.
Sure didn't.
The last week they just showed like a new promo with
just her walking out of the pool. I mean,
yeah, but the closing, when they show like the bachelorette, there was no woman there. It just said the bachelorette. So I thought his big announcement was going to be, you know, Tayshia. And I was like, it's definitely something not worthy of coming back at 2 p.m. on Twitter.
Now, speaking
saying
of
I did it.
Well, I mean, geez, you wouldn't be here if you didn't. What's more of a letdown? The fact that, or the fact that not one guy decided to be that guy and walk out before finding out who the new bachelorette was going to be, or the new journey? Obviously, they didn't know initially. They just knew the journey was going to continue.
I mean, I really didn't think there was anyone that was really... I mean, maybe Jason, like we talked about, because he really did seem like genuinely heartbroken because they shared that date together. But everyone else was just like, all right, we'll stay. Like, I really think most of the people were like, we literally don't have anything to lose. So why not see who's coming in? Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's a sign.
I just thought maybe there would be one who would do it just for the sake of doing it, like that, because, you know, when you're not going to be the star, and, you know, we saw that with Yosef, when he realized, like, okay, well, this isn't happening. And
I bet Yosef pissed right now.
Oh, totally. But like, so he realized, like, I'm going to make a thing of me. Like, people are going to know who I am, and I'm just going to be that guy. He made that conscious decision. I mean, I think he's probably also a tool, but he made the decision, like, I'm going to make a scene so that I'm that person. And I thought maybe one of these guys would be that guy. So, you know, like when they're on Tell All or they go on Paradise, like, oh, that's the guy that left after Claire left.
Yeah.
You know, instead of like, that's the guy, that's the panda bear, that's the girl, that's the shark. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's the guy that, you know, had his, he stuck to his guns. He was there for Claire. Like,
yeah.
I just thought someone might want to put that badge of honor on, because I still think they could have gotten the Instagram boost for being that person.
Yeah. No one cared.
Well, and when they did it sort of three at a time, I thought, oh, okay, we are going to get someone that didn't show up. And then very quickly, they're like, we're not even going to make you watch everyone come in. Just all of a sudden, everyone's sitting there like,
But then they were like, oh, I wonder if, you know, Jason's going to come, or like, aren't you all in the same house? Like, don't you know you're all getting dressed?
Was that like a common room though? Or did they, because didn't they have to like go back to their, they have their own rooms and then go to like the common area?
I'm sure they like have their own rooms, just again, like COVID and stuff. But like, aren't you all walking? I don't know. I just felt like you really don't know if someone's coming.
Right. Well, because the Dale thing was weird too. Right? Everyone's sort of wondering, like, I don't know what happened. I don't know. You would think he's a big dude. You'd notice if maybe he, you know, went back to his room to go to sleep or didn't.
Yeah.
Or was getting dressed. Like, you don't. I don't think you have to guess about what's happening here.
He did not come home.
And. So, you know, we do this with every couple when they're a couple. I was very wrong with the last one with Peter. I thought I thought at the very least they'd get over the hump.
I kind of forgot about Peter for a minute. And
sorry.
Then...
I apologize. 2020 is just getting worse. And not only did they not get over the hump, they didn't, like, get over the day. We've got Claire, we've got Dale. They had the little clip afterwards, you know, we're cooking, everything's fun, haha. You know, oh, those are the color of your eyes, cool. So 6 months, over under?
I'm gonna say five.
So late spring, you think they, like, yeah, I think we're good here.
Yeah, I think that's enough time if you're, because I'm assuming you would immediately move in together.
Yeah, I mean, you almost have to, right?
I don't remember where he's living, like where he's from, because we don't know anything about him.
No, or about really about anyone.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how different. I don't know how different the living is. I don't remember. So, but it's also, you know,
COVID and stuff.
Oh yeah, COVID and stuff. You're still, you know, somewhat quarantining.
Yeah, you would almost have to, especially if you're going to do even a virtual promo tour. You can't have all of a sudden like, oh, sorry, we tested positive, and now you can't come into the house, and there's a whole mess of stuff. Like,
yeah. No. So, and you know can't leave. You know, you can't give the public any secrets until it's aired. So, yeah, I don't, if not sooner, honestly.
Well, I mean, I whiffed pretty bad with Peter, but I will say because of the situation we're in, I think they get to summer. I think once we get to full, like, I mean, obviously we hope that things are getting better, you know, in the country. And by the way, wear a mask. Shouldn't have to say that, but it's still a thing. But hopefully things are getting better once the warmer weather comes back around on the East Coast and people can distance a little easier. Then maybe I think that's when we're like, yeah.
What are we doing?
maybe we can do more than 6 feet.
Yeah.
Why don't we try that? So we'll say like sometime mid to late June. Is where I'll put it at. But I also said Pete would be happy and happily ever after. So I'm real good at that.
Peter is happily ever after, just not with any of the girls wrapped up in the finale.
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother. And again, happy for them. Happy for anybody that that gets it to work. Because, you know, again, we talk about them like characters, you know, obviously you have to take out the human part. Like, this isn't personal. I don't wish Claire or Dale anything negative. I just, watching this, it's hard to imagine like, oh yeah, it's going to take this time.
Yeah.
I think if we got through the whole run,
this is our job of analyzing.
Like, yes, exactly. This is very important work we're doing here. Almost as important as the other work of analyzing going on right now.
Almost as important.
Almost. Not and then quite. So we're going to get a little bit of them sort of recapping things in the tell-all, their version of tell-all next week. Mm-hmm. And do you think they'll still deny having ever talked to each other beforehand? Because that's they teased us with the question.
Like, honestly, if they were smart, I would just like deny it forever because you're too far into it. You were asked way too many times. If they were smart, even if they did talk to each other, I would deny it to the grave at this point. You should, or else you are a liar.
That's fair. You know, you're pot committed. You're just like, yeah, we just have to own this now. Like,
yeah. It makes it sound like the promo kind of makes it sound like they were lying about something, and that would make sense. That's what it is.
But of course, that probably means it's not.
But that probably means that no, they really didn't talk to each other, or that's what they're saying. So, I mean, I think that they had to have at least exchanged messages for a day at least.
Yeah, I can't wrap my head around it otherwise.
But if they were smart, they would not, you know, come clean about that, because that means you lied way too many times.
How dare you?
On national TV.
Multiple times to Chris Harrison.
And no one lies on national television.
Especially not to Chris Harrison.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That is
the number one rule.
Mm-mm. The only rule. Only rule.
Which I'm pretty sure this was like one of the first times that he swore too. They had to keep him out.
They don't break out the beeps for him maybe ever. Because even when Chad flipped out on him and, you know, basically was like, I'll kick your ass, he just stood there and sort of was like, get out of here, clown. So yeah. I don't think he even cursed him out, which he would have.
No, I don't think so.
So maybe that was his version of being like, no, I'm really serious.
Yeah.
When Papa Harrison breaks out the bad words.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know he's not messing around.
Let's truth. Truth only. Mm-hmm. And then we'll finally, Tayshia can finally take off. We mm-hmm. got all of 15 seconds of her, which is a bummer. Yeah. I was really hoping we'd get half and half, but I'm very excited. I think
when I saw her come out of the limo and there was like 4 minutes left on my recording, I was like,
well, I had added time because they warned that they might have to cut in if there was a call
like
in the election.
3 hours.
And so I pressed play real quick just to see how much. I'm like, oh, I got plenty of time. And then I actually looked at the time instead of just doing the quick play. Mm-hmm. And the bar was still up. I'm like, there's only like 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was essentially a waste of the 2 hours. But I mean, the whole thing could have been done in 1 hour. But that's usually how it goes.
Yeah. Well, especially on the lesser seasons or arcs. So I'm hopeful, mm-hmm. even in a bubble, that they'll be able to get a lot more out of Tayshia.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record because I was excited about Claire, but I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I think Tayshia will be very good.
Yeah.
I think even, and not even just comparatively, I don't think it's just the low bar. I think she legitimately will be good.
Yeah, I do too. We always said that, like, even before this was even a thing, she should have been bachelorette like a few seasons ago, since we knew who she was. But yeah, I think she'll redeem our faith in the bachelorette.
Bring back the season. You can just, it's fading away, but just bring it back. You got this.
Yeah. This is quick, please.
It's okay. We're at halftime. We're going to regroup. We're going to make some adjustments and it'll be fine.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. And before we get ready for Tayshia, is there any other outstanding business that happened this week?
Yeah, I have a few things actually.
Oh, this week keeps getting more exciting.
Yeah. The Cassie and Colton drama. She dropped the restraining order against him. No real details on that, except that she just dropped it. And Colton deleted all of his posts on Instagram.
Everything?
So if you go to his Instagram, he's still on Instagram, but he has zero posts.
Not even the I lost my virginity ad?
No, nothing.
Wow.
It says zero posts, 2 million followers. Yeah, that's it. Zero posts.
Interesting.
I don't really know, like, really the purpose of doing that, but.
So we'll talk about it, I guess.
Yeah.
A little bit of stunting for him.
Yeah. And then I think this was before you started watching, but from Sean Lowe's season, Tierra, who is the controversial one, I guess, with the crazy eyebrows. That's what she was known for on the show. She got engaged. No one that we know, but she's now. I know, no one from Bachelor Nation.
Well then, please.
It's not important. And then the good Tyler C.
The only one that matters.
He came out with, like, there was a story about how he told Matt James how he dodged a bullet with this whole Claire season. And I mean, which is like 100% true.
Yeah. Like,
he wouldn't have had his shot and he would have just gone unnoticed, I think.
All facts. All facts. That's all.
But I'm excited. I'm excited for his season, for whenever we get it. I have a feeling we'll see Tyler C. That season. And we all need more Tyler C.
That's, I mean, when you're selected when you're selected because of him. I mean, listen, good looking kid, like, fine, but he was only gets on the show because he knew him. Yeah. So of course he's going to be on it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And Chris Harrison's ring line came out, his male wedding band line has come out. So that's now available.
Will you be having your husband swap that out?
That's a possibility. And then he could have Chris Harrison, and I have Neil Lane. So
that's what I'm saying.
Basically, like, it has to be a bachelor, you know, in the family.
If you guys are really going to stay on brand, I think this is a change that needs to be made. That's true. Listen, if they can switch out bachelorettes mid-season, your husband can switch out wedding bands.
So I will keep you updated on that. And then we didn't really talk about it because we had enough going on last night, but we got to see Chris and Brie perform.
Oh, right. They're still trying to make Listen to Your Heart a thing.
Yes. So for anyone in Bachelor Nation who skipped that part, they won, I guess, the Bachelor Listen to Your Heart this summer.
You were supposed to know who those people were. To be fair, I mean, not a shock. I enjoyed the show. I thought it was fun. And if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic, they would have gone on tour. And they had a branded, like, Bachelor Listen to Your Heart tour. They were going to...
I like them. I'm fans of them. I'm glad that they're, you know, still trying to make something work.
Yeah. And listen, that's a lot of quarantining and testing to, you know, get 3 minutes. But listen... They've never performed for that many people. They will probably never perform for that many people again unless, you know, there's a wedding somewhere in the near future and they get to perform. So, listen, you know, get that.
You're like, you're just the unofficial house band of Bachelor Nation.
Listen.
Until your heart comes back with something else.
You get that dollar wherever you can. You know, those Diffy eyewears aren't going to sell themselves. So.
Right. HelloFresh.
Jeez, $20 off or whatever. Oh, well, that's a lot. That's all. Nothing. In a week of nothing going on, that's just more nothing going on.
Basically,
that's wonderful. Well, we get to enter
because you won our draft with Dale.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, were there any winners? I think there'll be a winner if one of those. Original, the OGs end up with Tayshia. I think that'll be like winner part two.
Win this season.
See? This way we go from everyone a loser to everyone a winner.
Just what everyone needs.
That's right. You will get that participation trophy.
Perfect.
Well, and if you want to give us one, any of our socials at Bachelor Podcast. Just click quick follow. I mean, it's so easy. Please like us. We'll be back again next week. Katie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders. Writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.